Welcome back. You're listening to This Week on RTE Radio 1. Now, plans approved by the government to redevelop the GPO have been branded a shameful betrayal of Ireland's proud revolutionary history by Sinn Féin. Earlier this week, the government backed plans to redevelop the GPO into a mixed-use precinct to include possible retail components, offices and the retention of a post office and a significant cultural space. Sinn Féin said the government wants to turn the GPO into a shopping mall and it is turning its back on Ireland's rich revolutionary history that associated with the building, and it has tabled a private member's motion which will be debated before the Dáil in the coming week. The government rejects that assertion, and to discuss it further now, we're joined in our studio by Sinn Féin's Louise O'Reilly and on the line by Fine Gael's James Gagan. Thank you both for joining us on the programme. Louise O'Reilly, to you first. The plans which have been sketched out so far say that the GPO should include some or all of the following: enhancements at street level to encourage the public to use the complex, retention of the post office, a reimagined retail component along Henry Street and the GPO arcade, a significant cultural use, and high quality offices on the upper floors. Now, what's your problem with that?
Well, I think we see here Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil showing very scant regard for our revolutionary history. I mean, the task force report recommended that that there be significant investment. It cites O'Connell Street and GPO as having immense cultural, historic and symbolic significance, not just for Dubliners, but for everybody on this island. It should be respected. They shouldn't leave the door open to commercialisation in the way that they have done with the historic Moore Street site.
Is the objection that you have then that you don't want shops going into the GPO?
We don't think that it is appropriate to have commercial buildings in to replace what is there at the moment.
Why not? What's your concern? What kind of shops or businesses would you be concerned that might be put into the GPO?
Well, I'll tell you this, Justin. I would not like to walk into the GPO and see a fast food outlet, okay? And I don't think I would like to see a chain of, a chain of coffee shops or any of that. So, we know what we're talking about. We're talking about Starbucks, McDonald's, all of that. I don't think that, not just Dubliners, I don't think anyone would like to see that. And if we look to places like, just take the Louvre in Paris as one example, they protect and they preserve their heritage. And how we treat the GPO is a measure of how we respect and treat the history and the culture of our capital city. And I think Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael can't be trusted on this. We know what they have done with the Moore Street battlefield site. They have handed it over to English developers to turn it into a massive commercial operation, which I don't think is in keeping with the spirit.
And that is a slightly separate issue, but I take your point. But I want to go to James Gagan. James Gagan, the accusation being levelled at the government parties and the government is that the plans which have been signed off by the government, that they would turn one of Ireland's most historic buildings into a shopping centre and offices for use by corporations. What's your response to that?
Well, good afternoon, Justin, and thanks for having me on. I mean, the first thing to say is that, of all manufactured rows that Sinn Féin have been involved in, this one really takes the biscuit. I mean, this is a total straw man argument. There's nobody in government that talked about putting a fast food retail unit into the GPO. I think it's important just to give your listeners context as to why we're even talking about the reimagination of the GPO, because this was a really good week for Dublin. The outworkings of the Dublin City Task Force were completed. Real money was put behind how we're going to implement, we're going to rejuvenate our city centre to make it the kind of city that we can all be proud of. And at the centre of that is the public use of the GPO. And what many of your listeners may not be aware of, or some of them might be, is that there were 900 people working in the GPO up until relatively recently who no longer work there. That's on post, where they redeployed to their new building. And, Louise talked about the Dublin City Task Force, which, by the way, Sinn Féin actually did support. And it's very disheartening, frustrating that at something that is so important, like the GPO is not the building of any political party. This
but,
is
but
a building.
But it is, though, a very historically significant building. And right now, and I know the plans are at a very early stage, but there's nothing in those plans at the moment which would commemorate the significant role the GPO played in the foundation of the Irish Republic. There's no definite plans for a museum, no definite plans for any way to commemorate the leaders of 1916. Why not? Why isn't that in the plans? And why would the government not insist on that happening before signing off on the redevelopment of the GPO?
That is simply not correct. The government's intention, as, by the way, was the task force recommendations, is that it would be put into a museum cultural use. And personally, that's exactly the type of museum that I would like to see in the GPO. There is already a modest museum that is there. But what we're trying to talk about here is significant investment so that the GPO reflects. I mean, the GPO is, you said it was an important building. In my view, it's the most important building in the foundation of our state. It's a monument to the heroism of the most ordinary people in this country.
So why then would the government want to put shops, commercial units and offices into that building?
So right now, again, something that many listeners may not be familiar with is that right now in the GPO complex, there are 25 retail units along the Henry Street end of the building. The GPO building is an enormous building. And in truth, what the building has been up until relatively recent time has been our general post office. It has been filled with on-post workers, and there's still a retail on-post offering, which in my view and the government's view should absolutely continue. But what we're talking about is how do we make the GPO a place that is filled with people again?
Okay.
And equally, how do we make it a place that reflects the importance of that building to the foundation of our state?
I'll put those points to Louise O'Reilly. Do you accept that there does need to be this redevelopment must involve an outcome where people would actually use the building, that to rejuvenate that part of Dublin, that you need people in and out of it, and the best way of doing that is to put the shops and the cafes that people want and will use, along with your post office and maybe even a museum and theatre or cultural space, but multi-use, that is the best way of
but if you go down to the GPO right now, if you go down, you will see gathering outside of it people like Lorcan Collins, who does the 1916 walking tours, and others who on a daily basis bring tourists to the site of the GPO. People are already going to the GPO. What we need to see there, and what the task force recommended, was that we would have a world-class museum of the Irish nation. What the government, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, are leaving open is the prospect that this could be retail and office components, and indeed the wholesale commercialisation of it. And if anybody thinks that that there's any reason to trust the government on this, all they have to do is look at what they are doing to Moore Street. So when the mask slips with this government, it slips all the way down, and we see their true intention. We see it in Moore Street, and we will see it again. And I'm telling you now, it's not just Sinn Féin. This is an issue that is very, very dear to Dubliners and to every person that lives on this island.
All right.
This will be resisted. We're bringing a motion to the Dáil on Tuesday, and I would encourage all people to engage with it in the Dáil, to engage with the motion and to support it. We need to preserve the GPO. It is a site of incredible historical importance. We cannot allow the government to sell it off to the highest bidder, which I think is what is proposed here.
I just want a very last response from you, James.
I mean, that is the most outrageous statement for her to say on live radio as a member of Dáil Éireann, that the government are trying to sell off the GPO. Like, that is just a fact-free zone in which Sinn Féin are operating in. What has been done for the first time in decades from the task force that Simon Harris initiated is that there's a real focus on the rejuvenation of our city centre, and at the heart of that plan is the most important building for the foundation of our state to reflect the heroism that took place on that fateful day.
All right. James Cagan of Fine Gael and Louise O'Reilly of Sinn Féin, thank you both for speaking with us today.